Welcome to the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast, your best source for information, news, tips, and tricks to get you off the ground running and earn success with your custom apparel decorating business. So get ready to soak up some knowledge. Now, here are your hosts, Mark and Mark.
Hello, this is Mark Vila with the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast, and I'm doing a mini cast today, so it's just me and you guys, and we're going to be talking about email, the anatomy of an email, constructing a good email, specifically with an emphasis on using MailChimp. So MailChimp is an email marketing software. It's great for small business. It's very affordable, starts off basically free. And then there's a lot of little upgrades you can make, but you can grow your lists to a really nice size list and still have a very affordable email marketing software. And you don't necessarily need a professional to work with you to be able to do a ton of stuff. You could do everything on your own. So we're going to walk through that right now. This is an audio podcast, but there is a video portion where I'm going to be doing a screen recording, so you can get a little bit more out of it if you go to customapparelstartups.com and watch the video, but if you're just listening, it's still going to be a great little mini podcast. So let's go ahead and jump right into it. On my screen here, if you're watching, you're seeing MailChimp, and it's a little bit of a description of what MailChimp is, and you go in here and you can check out what their current pricing is. Like I mentioned, they start free and they go all the way up to really a premium is a few hundred a month. So it's not that much money for a business if you're earning some pretty good money in your business and doing a lot of email marketing. But the free, the basic, is a really good program to start with. So let's go ahead and jump in. We're going to skip through a bunch of stuff as far as creating your account and really just go into constructing an email, how I would do it if I were you. So there's four components to constructing an email in MailChimp, and really in general, that's to, from, subject, and your content. Okay, pretty simple. So to, who are you going to send your email to? When you're working in MailChimp, you're going to be able to add an audience. This is a group of people that you've put together. Some example audiences that you might have might be current customers, prospects from a particular trade show, prospects from a live event, maybe customers who did not buy yet, potential customers. So you might have a few that you've created, but I would first and foremost just categorize them into two things: current customers and then people who might be buying from you in the future. This could just be anybody you've met at a particular event or anything like that. If you want to silo those a little bit lower, you could do per event. So, you know, the Orlando, Florida event that you attended to, and just put those people in there. The only real thing I would say about being careful on that is in MailChimp, you can send to one audience at a time. So if you are siloing them down and you've got 20 audiences and you want to send an email to everybody, you're going to have to do one of two things. Either download all of your lists and all of your contacts, re-upload them into one list, and now you're paying double because every time you add a record, you pay more in MailChimp. Or you got to send the email out 10 times. So I'd recommend starting at two and then go from there. Always have a rule of thumb of reducing the amount of audiences you have. So you would choose the audience that you're going to send to. And then the next one would be from. Okay. Now from almost sounds silly to a layperson, right? Like, well, it's from me. It's from my business, of course. But you can actually choose a name and the email address that you want to send it from. And it doesn't necessarily have to be exactly what lines up with your email address. So what you can do in your email software, whoever provides your email service provider, if you're using something like Outlook or Gmail, hopefully you're using commercial versions of these, you know, at yourcompany.com. But you can choose separate email addresses to send from specifically for marketing. And I think that's a great tool for you. So it could be the name that I'm going to input. Krabby's T-shirts, right? So from, it could just be from Krabby's T-shirts. Right. And you could just have it like that. You can also do, you know, something a little more creative, and you could be, you know, Tammy at Krabby T-shirts. So you could have Tammy at Krabby's T-shirts. You can also send from multiple people. So if there's a few different people, if it's maybe if Krabby's T-shirts is Tammy and Mario, and sometimes the emails are going to come from Mario, sometimes Tammy. You can get creative with this stuff. You can also give it a name that has to do with something specific, like coupons at Krabby's T-shirts, you know, or you could do Krabby's coupons. So anyway, the name, now this name is what's being displayed. So if you open up your email right now and you look at your email, it's going to say names of people, usually not email addresses. That's kind of an older thing of just showing the email addresses. Right now, the email address is given a name, and that name could be a first and a last name. It could be the name of a company, whatever it is. So that's a name you can pick. Then you choose the email address you want to send from. The biggest thing I'm going to say here is you want to make sure that the email address that it's coming from is an email that you can get a reply to, because some of the emails we're going to talk about in other podcasts are writing an email that says, reply to this email if. So couple little tricks here that you could do. You can either just make it your email, which is fine. If you would prefer it to be more of a company email, like sales at or something like that, you could do that. Or in your email service provider, you can usually create alias emails or emails that forward to another account. And this is where you could put specials at krabbystshirts.com or something like that. So once you're done, I'm going to say that this one's going to be specials at krabbystshirts.com. Now, something pops up that you can see if you're watching where it says verify domain. So it recognizes that my account is not krabbystshirts.com. But if you own that website, MailChimp makes it very simple for you to verify this. And you click on that and it tells you a couple steps to do. And it says if you have a WordPress site, do this. You know, you can add this code to your site. There's a lot of simple ways to do it. And what's great is MailChimp will help you do that if you're not 100% sure how to do it. So here, now it wants me to verify it. However, I do know that ColemanandCompany.com. If you're watching me type, it's frustrating because I can't type today. All right, so you see this verify goes away because it's verified. So I'm not going to get into technical side of that, but you need to verify. The next thing we're going to talk about is the subject. The subject actually has two parts to it, right? There's the actual subject, which is the main thing that you see in an email. You know, check out this coupon, free coupon for a t-shirt, you know, buy one, get one free, check me out at this event, whatever your subject line might be. Then there's the preview. Okay, the preview text is, and specifically you'll notice it if depending on the email software you're using, but if you have an iPhone or an Android phone, then what you're going to see is you'll see the name of the person that it's coming from, the subject line, and then a smaller text, there'll be a sentence. You've got about 150 characters that you can type in here that further explain another reason to open the email. So this is how I consider it. You've got the subject. You've got from. The name from should be the first thing that's going to catch their attention, because if you open up your email software right now, chances are that the name is big and bold, right? And I'm just saying, probably on your phone, you probably check your email on your phone. The name is on the top and it's bold. So the name is an important thing to consider. What name are you going to put it? The next thing right underneath that is going to be the subject. That is going to be the next most bold and the next largest font. So the subject line has to be the next thing that's going to capture attention. Then the preview text, I've always considered this. This is the reason why I'm going to open the email. Right, so it'll say, I have something from, let's see here. I'm looking at some emails that I get. Okay, so I've got an email from Joanne Stores, right? Everyone know Joanne Fabric? Joanne Stores. Immediately I stop. I know this is from Joanne. Is this a coupon or a deal or something I'm going to buy that's on sale? Then it says, our fine arts department just got finer. Okay, interesting. Well, what does that mean? But then they give me another reason to open the email and check what they did. Plus, all caps, plus an exclusive custom framing offer just for you. Weekly ad, Halloween. That last bit, that plus an exclusive custom, that's their preview text. So they know that that their fans are going to stop because they see it's from Joanne Stores. Then they tell us what the email is about. Then they give us a reason to open the email in the preview text. So the subject might be, new arrivals, custom caps and shirts. Okay, that might be a good subject. You can also add emojis. You know, that can be kind of fun. You know, you can put the little hearty eyes, smiley face, and then preview text. So what preview text? Your preview text you might put is, you know, be the first to try these new styles, and then you could maybe, you know, limited offer for a free cap with purchase. That might be something you say. Now, one little thing that I recommend on this is it gives you a character count, how many characters are left in MailChimp. So it starts with 150, and as I'm typing, if you're watching, I'm down to 69 characters. I recommend you go all the way down to 20. Okay, so add more, add more stuff in until you get down to 20 characters. You know, we love these new caps, and I think you will too. You have to see them. Okay, you have to see. Fine, I ran out of characters. So, I went all the way down to 3. That's fine, but I really want you to get down to at least where there's less than 20 characters left in this. So you're at about 130 characters. Character meaning, you know, everything that you type, every letter or number. The reason being is because depending on the phone and how somebody has things set up, this preview text actually, you can actually run out of space. I recommend filling in the whole space, because if people are reading that, there's going to be, that gives you the opportunity to say a lot of reasons to open the email. And remember what the Joanne one did? They filled up the entire space. Plus an exclusive framing offer, weekly ad, Halloween. They basically hit 3 different things in there. If I don't care about the frame, I might care about the weekly ad. And if I don't care about the weekly ad, I probably care about Halloween. Or the Halloween decorations they might have. Now, that preview text only shows up in that spot. So don't make it too important, you know, because it's only going to be there. It's not going to show up in the email content itself. Then the last bit, and this will be the, we're going to really focus on this next portion in another mini podcast I'm going to do. But the next bit is going to be the content. And I just clicked on that if you're watching. And I'm just going to give you a preview here, and then we're going to do this in another episode. So they have layouts and themes and save templates that you can do, which is great, right? And there's 2 that I'm going to recommend you use, okay? There's one that's called a one column, or one column full width, and the difference doesn't make a difference. It doesn't matter too much for now, but a single column email. This is basically like, name my company, some text, maybe a picture or a video link, some more text, click here, buy now, whatever it's going to be. It's really simple. And the other one I recommend you're going to use a lot as a small business is going to be simple text. Simple text is just words. Hey, this is so-and-so from Krabby's T-shirts. I really want to let you know that we're bringing on some new caps and shirts because you guys have been asking for more things to do et cetera, et cetera. It's just a message. If you want to talk about the new stuff we have to offer, or maybe help me, you know, pick which style to bring on board, go ahead and click reply. Or if you'd like a free sample, whatever the message might be. But simple text and single column are so easy to use. You can easily create them in minutes, and we're going to do that in another mini podcast. And it doesn't get too complicated when we're converting from desktop to mobile. You'll also see, if you're looking on the video, that there's like a 1-2 column and a 1-2-1 and a 1-3, and they've got a lot of other things here. They have other templates too, and these are all great, and I'll encourage you to play with this stuff if you've got the time to mess with it. But there's levels of complexity you're not thinking about when you look at this at first, because you're making it on your computer. But when it gets to a mobile, how does it stack? You have to get your images sizes to match up right. There's a lot of things happening. So I'm going to recommend that you do a single column email, which is that like image, text type of thing. It's just all in a row, one column. And then, or just simple text emails where it's just text and links, and that's it. So that's it for this. Hopefully you've learned a little bit about the beginnings of an email, and you know, MailChimp's not a sponsor or anything like that of Custom Apparel Startups, but I really just recommend it as a good tool for you. I think that if you're not doing email marketing or you've been thinking about it after listening to some episodes, this is a great way to start somewhere for free that will be beneficial. And hopefully you've learned something from this one. Stay tuned for the next mini podcast from Custom Apparel Startups. This has been Mark Vila. Thank you.